I really have no one to blame but myself. You asked me my biggest fantasy, and I didn't hesitate. It was to have another man inside me for the first time. And even though we'd just finished making love, your cock filled again. You were like a teenager. You'd never know 20 years had passed since we lost our virginity to each other. Over the last few months, we built on the fantasy. It would be a stranger. You would be watching, but you wouldn't be alone. Many people would be watching. And then you finally said it. You said, "Let's make your fantasy real." We searched online together for the right place to do this. We chatted online with people who knew. We found a club, and it looked like it was what we wanted. We applied. We were interviewed. And today we drove 100 miles for our first visit. The woman who met us at the door was lovely, captivating, really. Her green eyes sparkled as she confirmed our interest, and I saw that you were captivated by more than her eyes. She explained that every new couple had to complete an initiation and show they were comfortable sharing and being shared. Tonight you had to show the members that you could watch me being filled by another man. Another couple would be initiated with us. We agreed, and they immediately separated us. I had no idea what was in store for me, or that I'd end up where I am now. After I showered, the green-eyed woman led me to a table with stirrups. She spread me wide, smiled, and lathered my pussy with a warm shaving brush. I've always had hair down there and started to object, but she held her finger to her lips and I held my tongue. I was terrified when she pulled out a straight razor, but she had a sure hand and I relaxed as she shaved my mound clean. My body was oiled, and then I was led into this room, an intimate theater in the round. There must be 100 chairs in here. They were empty when I was let in. Something that could only be described as a basket was lowered from the ceiling, and the woman with the green eyes helped me in. The basket is cramped but still oddly comfortable. It's really an ingenious design. My whole nude form is visible through the basket weave, but I'm positioned so my pussy is exposed and accessible through the floor of the basket. After the green-eyed woman whispered, "Enjoy your fantasy," the basket was slowly and smoothly raised to the rafters. I've been up here for an hour in near darkness. At first, it was quiet, but in the last few minutes, people have started to fill the seats. They are oblivious to my presence. They don't know I'm suspended and exposed here in the rafters. The house lights are going down. I'm nervous. I didn't expect to be, but I am. It's so quiet now. People are waiting with anticipation. A spotlight just went on, lighting a couch on the edge of the stage. A man and a woman in robes are being led to the couch. Oh my God, you're the man. Following a command I can't hear, you both drop your robes and sit naked on the couch. Neither of you know where to look. Another spotlight clicks on, this one on a platform bed right below me. A man is being led out naked and blindfolded. They're binding him to the bed. The woman next to you is wide-eyed. She whispers to you. It's her husband. He's a large, strong-looking man. I can't make out his cock. He's soft. The green-eyed woman is stroking him with oil, and he's starting to grow. While all eyes are on his cock, I'm quietly lowered from the ceiling in darkness. Oh, fuck. He's hard now, and he is thick and long. I hope you're not having second thoughts now. I know what you're thinking. Probably the same thing every man in the room is thinking. He's bigger than you are. I am now 5 feet above him, and a spotlight just popped on, illuminating me. I hear gasps from the audience. Fuck. You're staring at my bare pussy. You and 100 others. I give you a weak smile as the woman next to you tentatively reaches out and puts her hand on your cock. Fuck. It's happening. But the only person who doesn't know what the gasping is about is the man on the platform. I am so excited. I know my full lips are opening. The spotlight shines on my pink, wet center, framed by the hole in the basket. Fuck, it's starting to move again, so slowly. The target couldn't be more clear. They stop me again, an inch above his hard cock. I wonder if he can feel my heat. The green-eyed woman steadies his cock as I slowly descend another inch. His blindfolded face turns in my direction and freezes. He feels my wet heat on the very tip of his thick head. He's not inside me, we're barely touching. Oh fuck, his moan, it fills the quiet room. I steal a glance at you and you don't see my face. You're transfixed by his cock at my tight opening. She is stroking you and you have her hand in her damp curls. Fuck, I can't. They lowered me an inch at once. The thick head is stretching me. Oh, it's good though. It feels good. Two women are holding his hips down. God, I can feel it. He wants to thrust into me, but they won't let him. The green-eyed woman is next to me again, holding the side of the basket and smiling. She's reaching above me and releasing a clasp. She's giving me a little push. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm spinning on the tip of his fat cock. I've never heard a man make the sounds he's making. Oh, not another push. Fuck. Oh, shit. She has you in her mouth while you watch me spin on his fat head. Oh, God, it's slowing down. Thank God I was getting so dizzy. And he's panting and straining under me. The basket's steadied again and the clasp is closed. The green-eyed woman whispers to me, take a deep breath. Fuck. No, not all at once. I'm so thick, so full. I can't. I'm so. Oh, God. I have all of him inside. I feel him throbbing. I feel the vibrations of his moans. Oh, God. They're raising me again. Oh, I feel so empty. Fuck. Oh, I'm filled. Oh. I can't. I'm so close. No, not the clasp. Fuck. Oh, I'm spinning and being raised and dropped. Oh, his scream. We're both coming. It's not stopping so much. So full. Oh, God. People can see every contraction. My pussy, my ass. Oh, they're releasing his hips and he's driving into me while he shoots. Oh, he's done. I'm done. Oh, God, they're raising me up again. I stopped a foot above him. I'm slowly turning and everyone has their eyes on my open cunt as I slowly drip onto his softening cock. I see you on the couch, spent. Her head is in your lap, and your cum is dripping from her full lips. Her glazed eyes are on her husband's glistening cock, and your soaked hand rests between her splayed legs. As I continue to slowly turn, I hear someone say, "Welcome to the club."